I suppose at the age of 15, we can apply for driving license in US. Am I right?
Yes.
In India, we can apply only after 18. So like a girl applied and failed the written driving test 4 times. At the 5th attempt, she was determined to pass. But the test had the same question. The question was like, you are driving at 100 miles per hour. On your right is a wall. On your left is a cliff. On the road you see an old man and a young girl. What will you hit? The woman walked up to the examiner and said, I have answered this question all 4 ways. First time I wrote wall, and second time cliff, third time old man, and the 4th time young girl. Yet I failed all 4 times. How is possible? What am I supposed to hit? The examiner replied, the brakes. Yes, my dear friends, today we are called to put our own brakes into our life and to see how we are journeying in our life. When we see the first reading, we come to know that after defeating Babylon, King Cyrus of Persia, prompted by the Holy Spirit, decreed that the exiled Jews who had spent 7 decades of exile in Babylon could return home to Jerusalem. The Jews who returned rebuilt their ruined temple and finished rebuilding the city walls under Ezra, the priest and their spiritual leader, and Nehemiah, the governor appointed by Persia. The Lord gave an important mission to both these men. They were to teach the Hebrew scriptures and inspire the people to the high ideals of their ancestral religion. In the process of reconstruction, a book of the law of Moses was discovered. Ezra, a priest and scribe, gathered the entire remnant of the Jewish people together and read aloud the entirety of the book before the assembly. In today's first reading, Ezra is leading the people in a covenant renewal ceremony. In this ceremony, Ezra reads and interprets the law for the Jews gathered before the water gate. The Torah thus became a living word of power, grace, and forgiveness for these exiles. It evoked from them a dramatic response. They had come to realize the many ways in which they had failed to keep God's commandment in their lives. Hence, with tears of repentance in their eyes and joy in their hearts, the people responded with a great amen. The Jews had only one main temple located in Jerusalem and used for offering sacrifices to God and celebrating the major feast. It was customary for the men to sit in the central part of the synagogue where the scrolls were kept. The women and children sat in a separate area on the side of the synagogue. The prayer began with the Shema prayer, followed by the recital of the 18 blessings, praising and thanking God. Then 7 passages from the Torah, the book of law, and 3 passages from the prophets were read and then interpreted. Finally, the prayer was concluded by a priest blessing the assembly using the blessings from the book of Numbers. Today's gospel describes how Jesus participated in the Sabbath prayer of the synagogue in his native place in Nazareth with a band of his disciples. The synagogue liturgy of the word was based on 7 readings. The first 4 were from the law, that is from Torah, followed by explanations given by the rabbi, who was the teacher of the law. The second set of 3 readings taken from the prophets could be read and interpreted by any circumcised male over 30 years of age. It was in this second capacity that Jesus read and preached on the passage from the book of Isaiah. Since Jesus did not belong to Aaron's family, he could not be a Jewish priest. But as a popular lay teacher, he was given the chance to read and explain the portion from the scroll of the prophet Isaiah. Naturally, the people of his native place were curious to hear from this carpenter-turned-prophet who had grown up among them and had worked miracles throughout Galilee. Luke reports that Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit. The news of him spread throughout the whole region. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me," Jesus said, "because he has anointed me." Jesus declares that Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in him, and the scripture about the Messiah and the jubilee that they had just heard was fulfilled in his hearing. Jesus claims that his messianic mission is similar to the mission given to Moses in the book of Exodus chapter 3, and that Jesus has been sent to Israel to bring glad tidings to the poor and to proclaim liberty to the captives, to give recovery of sight to the blind, and to free the oppressed, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord. So in that same ministry we are also, every baptized Christian is called to participate. So as we celebrate this Eucharist, let the power of the Holy Spirit fill us. And so let us witness for the miracles done through each one of us. Today's Gospel tells us that Jesus performed miracles because he was filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. So let us be ready to become the Spirit-filled instruments of Christ's saving freedom.